Siman Shin Chaf Beis, Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Oichel Behema, something that's animal food, there's no problem of tikkun kli if you fix it up a little bit to use it as a kli. So for example, you could take kasha, tevin, stubble, or straw that's meant to eat by animals, and you could fix it up, cut it a little bit, even with a knife, in order to use it as a toothpick. Because it's something that's Oichel Behema, so therefore both that's not muksa, and also there's no problem of total kli, and there's no problems with using it or fixing it up at all. The Mishnah Berurah brings though that some biskim hold Rishayim Nachrenim, that's only if you take an actual Oichel Behema and you want to make it into a kli. If you take a pre-existing kli and you fix it up with Dvar Oichel, with the food, for example, if you have a barrel and it has a hole in it, and to close up the hole you take a piece of a vegetable or a turnip, you cut it to the right size and you put it in to close up the hole, that could be a problem of tikkun kli because you're fixing up a real kli and some biskim hold might even be a shiloh of the raisa. But by something that's Oichel Behema, there's no problem making it to a kli. There's also no problem with machatech. If you cut it an exact size, you need an exact measurement, it's often be a problem with machatech. Over here, it's not a problem. If you have a kisim, a piece of wood that's not Oichel Behema, just a random piece of wood, maybe for firewood or something like that, so then it's also to use it as a toothbrush, as a toothpick, besides the fact of taking a kli if you fix it up into a kli. But it's also a problem muksa, like any other wood, which is muksa on Shabbos, since it doesn't have any use for Shabbos. If you fix up to use it as a toothpick, so if you fix up using a knife, using a kli, the derech is to make a toothpick out of that, that'll be melacha deraisa of tikkun mana. And if you fix it up with your hand, you cut it, rig it up with your hand, so then it's klachya, it's not a typical way, so then it'll be a shvus, then it'll be aser midrabanan. Now, when something's aser abanan, sometimes there's a heter of kavod abrius, so the person has food stuck between their teeth, it could be a bizarre ganaya for him, it might be shal kavod abrius. So I might wonder, why don't we have a heter over here, bon kavod abrius, the gozer abanan? You should be allowed to take a piece of wood and klach yad with a shinoi, like with your hands, crack it and make it into a toothpick. So the answer is, Shtabur brings based on the Gemara, because she'll prepare a toothpick from before Shabbos. Therefore, we don't have the heter of kavod abrius over here. Based on that, Mishnah Berurah says, somebody comes as a guest somewhere, he wasn't able to prepare something from before to clean out his teeth, to use it as toothpick or to floss, and now he's stuck and needs a toothpick, so he could be metaltal, a little piece of wood, and he could fix it up in the way it's klach yad, because on Issa Rabban we say, Mokon Kavod Abrius, the Gaz Rabban. So hey, the Mechaber says, you allow him metaltal, you allow him move atz v'samim, pieces of sticks or wood that are v'samim, that are used to, for good smell, you allow him metaltal them, to smell them, and to fan yourself with them, for yourself or for a chayla. For anybody, Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch is an example of chayla that's more typical, and you could roll it, you roll the piece so that more smell should come out, whether it's kasha or rach, whether it's a hard piece of wood or a soft piece of wood, either way it's all fine, even if it's not roi for achilas behema, but it's miyuchad for this, it's meant to be used for atzei b'samim. Now, nala b'moilad reich b'kelim, so if you can't roll it onto a beged, onto a garment, in order the garment should have that smell. But just to roll that more smell should come out, that the room should have a nice smell, that's mutter in this case. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that since we're talking about cutting and breaking things to certain sizes, he's going to tell us in general the rules of Melach HaMachatech. Melach HaMachatech is we take, let's say, a piece of leather or something else that's a derech for a person to cut it and be makba on the midah, makba on the exact measurement. It could be anything, a piece of wood, a piece of metal, it could be feathers. If the derech is to be makba on a certain measurement, so an erech or erech of length of width, and you cut it with that kavana, you chayv from Machatech. Or if you just cut randomly, derech hefsid, or that machab for an exact measurement, or masasek, or you're playing around, that's potter. Mishnah Berurah says, see how much it's good the Chabim told us, and the Vim told us, that you have to be careful. Someone doing business on Shabbos, by Kamemka on Shabbos, it sounds like at most of the Drabonon, but really easily come to Chiyav Chata, someone to buy something for you, and you cut it to an exact size, it's already Melach HaMachatech. Also, Melach HaMachatech is not applied by food, like we said before, you might behave, you might animal food, you cut it to an exact size, even to use it for a toothpick, and it's not a problem Machatech, it's no Machatech Ba'ichl. Now, is a melacha machatech dafka if you do the kli or if you do it with your hands? So Mishnah Berurah says, look in the bir halacha, we have the big arichas and he explains each thing is totally what the derech is by that thing. If the derech by that thing is to cut it the size of the kli, and the chiv is only going to be the kli. If the derech is to do a biad, and the chiv is going to be when you do a biad, you cut it with your hands. If you do it the wrong way, suddenly the derech is to do with the kli, you do it with your hands, or vice versa, do it the wrong way, then it'll only be a sidrabon. Now, somebody who cuts a kisim, a piece of wood with a knife in order to make it into a toothpick, so he's chayiv for that. The Rosh has a chayiv as tikkun mana, like we said before. According to the Rambam, you're chayiv for machatech because you have to do an exact size for it to work as a toothpick. And the Mishnah Berurah says it could be according to the Rambam, you're chayiv two chatois. Chayiv derisa twice because you have the element of tikkun mana, tikkun kli, plus you also have the malacha of machatech.